Beautiful. May you make your way back to your seat. And you may be seated. You've got some groovy little lounge room music going. What a friendly church. Kind of makes you want to dance up here. Don't get me started. So good to have you here. So excited about being in the house of God. Who's excited about being in the house of God? That's better. Just warming you up because it's very cold out there. Well, this morning we're going to do something a little different. Who likes different? Who likes change? I don't think most people like change. Change is good. And do you know what? This week, we had a conversation. We have a production meeting, and we talked a bit about what we're doing and this month. And there's a message I believe you need to hear. I actually think this message is one of the most powerful messages I've ever heard on blessing. Amen? And the person you're going to hear speak this message. So we got a guest today. He's all the way from America. And he's actually known globally as the Apostle of Blessing. And we want to do something different this morning. You know, and I had an idea to do this, and I had a call from a friend of mine, a guy called John McMartin, and I just finished looking at this message and everything, and he rings me out of the blue, and we're just having a chat. And I said, he said, what are you doing this Sunday? And I said, I'm doing something I've never done before this Sunday. I'm going to put a guy on my stage that isn't live. And John said, what? Who? And I told him who it was, and I told him the message, and he goes, you know what? We did that 2 months ago. I said, what? He goes, you'd be surprised how many churches. That was Inspire Church, and they did it in their country church. And I want you to hear this because it's actually a revolutionary message, and this guy's got anointing on his life. And I thought, okay, I'm going to get some of these notes and try and do it. And I thought, why am I doing that? So we're going to go to the live screen. Come on, we're in a modern generation. If you're part of some other churches, you see a live screen every Sunday. And we're going to see, I believe, one of the best messages I've ever heard, and it will transform your world towards the area of blessing. So why don't we just go to the screen and give the band a hand. You guys may be seated. Brilliant.
I want to say welcome to all the campuses, and I want to say welcome to the churches that are joining us by simulcast. We welcome every weekend Gateway, but I'd like to just welcome them again. Can you welcome 38 churches?
Wow. Powerful. Close your eyes for a moment, right across here. I hope you heard the true power behind that, the principle, the first. You know, when it comes to, obviously, we're hearing about the tithe, we're hearing about our money, but the reality is this applies to our lives. The way we were created was simply for us to be owned and to worship God. Simple as that. God is to be number one in our lives. And for a lot of us in this church that have made a commitment to Christ, we understand what that is. And every so often we had to realign ourselves and bring ourselves back into alignment so that Christ is number one. But if you don't understand what I've just said, if I've maybe messed with your mind by saying that Jesus needs to be number one in your life, it maybe, just maybe, you're in this place and you don't know what it is to be a Christian, to give your life to Christ. Just as we heard in this teaching that Jesus, his life was sacrificed so that our lives could be redeemed. That principle first applies to every single human being on this earth, whether they know it or not. Everyone in this room and everyone on this planet was created to be in relationship with Christ. We are created to have eternity with our Heavenly Father. And as we know the gospel says, unless we choose Christ, unless we choose Him and what He's did for us and how He redeemed His life for us, we live outside of that plan. We live outside of that miracle. And I want to give you an opportunity. You know, your finances pale into insignificance over your soul. The Bible says true riches are the souls of human people, men and women in this room. Your soul is so precious. Your life is so precious. Your eternity in heaven is so precious to Christ, and it's precious to us. So I want you just for a moment in this place just to think. I want you to be selfish for a moment. I want you to think about yourself. Do you know Christ? Have you accepted Him as your personal Lord and Savior? Do you know that you know that you know? If there's any doubt in your mind or in your heart, then you need to make a commitment. You need to dedicate your life to Christ. The Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear, and doubt is fear. And if you have accepted Christ, then you'll know that you know. If you've got His love, you'll know that you have it, and you won't have doubt about it. And so what I'm going to do right now is what we do right across. We do this almost every service that I can think of that we have in this place. I'm going to pray a prayer, and I want you to pray this prayer with me. And if you're praying this for the first time, or maybe as a rededication, pray it with all your heart. But we as a church, we're going to pray this prayer with you. Come on. Dear Lord Jesus, I accept you today as my personal Lord and Savior. I accept that you died on the cross to redeem me and my life and to flood it with your grace and your mercy so that my sins are wiped away, so that eternity is placed in my heart, so that today I am made a Christian, which means Christ in me. And my name is written, as your Bible tells me, in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Just for a moment longer, just close your eyes, just for one moment longer. And I'm not going to ask you to come out the front. I just want to identify anyone in this room. We would love to pray with you afterwards and have a chat with you. If you prayed that prayer for the first time or out of rededication, just slip your hand up with no one else looking. Some of my team will just see you and we'll have a chat with you afterwards. Just raise your hand. Slip your hand up. You need encouragement with the decision that you've made today. We'll do that afterwards, but just give us an indication that you prayed that prayer from your heart. Okay. Everyone look this way. Beautiful. You know, that's a message that I felt to share with you guys. Come on. Whether he's here or all the way over the other side of the world. Or, do you know, Philippians chapter 4, verse 15. The Apostle Paul says, "Now you, Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving or receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities." This is verse 17. Listen to this. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. Verse 19, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. You know, the reason, my greatest thought about putting that out there was you. To see what God can do in your finances. To see the power of Christ released, the redeeming power of God released in your finances. Amen? Finances are a huge part of our world, but we've got to get our heads around how God wants us to do things. And I think that's a very powerful message. We've got right now, we've got a whole bunch of those notes to be handed out. The ushers can do it right now. If you want to know more about that, we've written all the notes out for you. Somebody might want to go home and take them and look at them and go over them. And so if you want those, raise your hands. If you want the notes and all the scriptures, keep your hands raised and we'll just send them out to, we'll just send them down the row. That'll be brilliant. And what we're going to do right now, we're doing this part in our service. We're going to take up our tithes and our offerings. And so I'm going to give the ushers a moment to hand out that, and then they're going to do the next part. I'm keeping them busy. Incredible man and woman of God. But before we do,